Most of the items taken in a recent Hopkins County burglary have been recovered, and a Collin County man has been arrested in connection with a break-in in Collin County. More arrests are possible, and we learn more from Hopkins County Sheriff's Chief Criminal Investigator Lewis Tatum.
We've got a saddle, some shaps or some chinks, and several firearms recovered off a burglary on Highway 11 West. We had a lady, one of our citizens, has been in a hospital. People checking on her house. Her house has been broken into. Deputy was able to get a serial number off one of the firearms, have it entered. The subject was picked up over in the Collin County area and put in jail over there. Interviewed him yesterday morning. And I contacted investigator Dennis Finley and Tony Krause to assist me while I was in Collin County. And they were able to locate the residence where this subject had stated that he'd gotten it from, and we ended up recovering all the items taken out of the burglary, except for, I believe, we're missing one gun, and they're in the process of getting it back now. But the subject was arrested on the with the stolen firearms at Ethan Wheel, and he's out of the McKinney area. Mm-hmm. He's an 18-year-old white male, so we're going to make a couple more arrests on the deal also.
Does he tie to anything else, any other burglaries?
Not at this time, but he's not from this area, so we had a hard time figuring out exactly where he was. It took everybody to figure out what he was talking about and the places he was talking about where he recovered, where he got the item from. And once we got that situated, we get everybody in custody. We'll find out what else has been taken.
So it looks like he was working with some others.
We know he got it from some others. Oh. And we know that for a fact, so we're just going to have to get everybody in custody. Hopefully by the end of the weekend, we'll have everybody in custody. We can sort that out.
What was the key to getting this case solved, in your opinion?
Getting the serial number entered from the weapon. So if everybody, I'm as guilty as anybody, but you know, need to make sure anything like that, anything you got of value that's got a serial number, you need to make a notation of it, put it in a safety deposit box or somewhere away from those items. So if you don't want to put it in a safe and they steal the safe, you still lost your serial numbers. But, you know, have it stored somewhere to where you can, if anything's taken, you can get that serial number and we can get it entered.
Are they hard to file off? I mean, there are chemicals and stuff that can kind of...
If they file them off, if you got a firearm that the serial number's filed off of, unless it's an antique firearm that doesn't have a serial number, you're going to jail. That's a arrestable offense.
Yeah.
And there is chemically ways to pull those serial numbers back up.
Right.
And we've done that on vehicles and stuff before. But you're going to jail if that firearm's got the serial numbers filed off of it, if it looks like you're the one that did it.
Well, it sounds like another success story with somebody burglarized and going to get their stuff back.
Yeah, we've been real fortunate, you know, in June. Of course, this is the first July now, but... Investigator Finley, he's still collecting weapons off the last bunch that came through. He's still, I don't know how many weapons he's up to now, but there's numerous.
You're going to have to get a bigger office.
About 25 or so, I think, what he's recovered so far off the last one.
KSST News.